This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's new hardline president-elect, Ibrahim Raisi, said Monday he would not negotiate over limiting Tehran's ballistic missile program or its support for regional militia proxy forces. In addition, Raisi told reporters in Tehran that he would not meet with U.S. President Joe Biden as the United States attempts to rejoin the 2015 international pact to restrain Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. As the United States and five other international powers negotiate new terms of the nuclear pact with Tehran, Raisi said any discussions about its ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias were non-negotiable. At a news conference Monday, Raisi was questioned about his involvement in a 1988 mass execution of about 5,000 people. In response, he called himself a defender of human rights. Because of the killings, the U.S. has had sanctions against him for 3 decades. The ultra-conservative Shiite cleric won last week's election and is set to become Iran's president in about 6 weeks. The United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada have joined forces to impose sanctions on several officials in Belarus. The sanctions are a response to the forced diversion of a Ryanair flight to Minsk last month. They also targeted a number of officials and organizations over last year's contested presidential elections and the security crackdown that followed. The EU has increased sanctions since President Alexander Lukashenko won a sixth term last August. The EU says those elections were fraudulent. On Monday, it imposed asset freezes and travel bans on 78 Belarus officials and 8 organizations. More of that's available at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The newly appointed governor of South Sudan's Lakes State is facing calls to institute the death penalty for anyone involved in intercommunal fighting, cattle raids, or road ambushes, all of which have become rampant in the state. The state governor and hundreds of Lakes State residents attended a workshop on Sunday in Juba to discuss remedies to the violence. Participants agreed on 23 resolutions, including one that would arrest and punish politicians and military officials found guilty of inciting communities to fight and those who supply weapons to civilians. Earlier this month, 18 people were killed during intercommunal violence between two communities in the town of Rumbek. And in late March, at least 13 people were killed during intercommunal clashes over a 2-day period in Rumbek. The Secretary of Russia's Security Council and the leader of Myanmar's junta met in Russia on Monday. They committed to strengthening ties between the two countries. Rights activists have accused Moscow of legitimizing Myanmar's military junta, which overthrew the democratically elected government on February 1st. Russia says it has a long-standing relationship with Myanmar. Russia sells arms to Myanmar and provides army training and university scholarships to thousands of its soldiers. A number of Western countries have ceased doing business with Myanmar because of alleged atrocities against civilians. In March, Moscow said it was deeply concerned by the rising number of civilian deaths in Myanmar. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday that the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with the AP just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He told AP, quote, "The international community came here 20 years ago with this clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point today, so they have failed." That's a quote from Hamid Karzai. Still, he had a conflicted relationship with the United States during his 13-year rule and wanted the troops to leave. He said Afghans were united behind an overwhelming desire for peace and now need to take responsibility for their future. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Monday he will pardon 9 imprisoned Catalan separatists charged with sedition over their roles in a 2017 referendum on Catalan independence. That announcement came during a speech in Barcelona about the future of the region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.